Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another day, the 17th day of the month of April, year 2022. Beloved, take your time and appreciate the Lord. Take your time and worship the King of Glory. Take your time to magnify His name. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored, worthy to be magnified. There is no one like Him. Bless His holy name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Our beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. We bless the name of the Lord for what God has been doing in this program. And I know that God is going to visit you and your family in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to appreciate the Lord and worship Him. Bless His name. Aha, worship Him. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, and worship His holy name. Begin to appreciate the Lord and worship His name. Father, we thank you because you are good. Father, we worship your name. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be adored. You are worthy to be magnified. You are the excellent God. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, envelope my life and my family. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, arise and deliver me from foundational captivity. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and deliver me from foundational captivity. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and deliver me from foundational captivity. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, arise and deliver me from foundational captivity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft where my case has been presented, blood of Jesus, scatter it in Jesus' name we pray. Say, every good thing buried in my destiny, I provoke you to come alive in the name of Jesus. Every good thing buried in my destiny, I provoke you to come alive in the name of Jesus. Every good thing buried in my destiny, I command you to come alive. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to pray that prayer very well. Say, every good thing in my life, wake up now in the name of Jesus. Every good thing buried in my life, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, powers wasting my potentials, your time is up. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers wasting my potential, your time is up. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers wasting my potential, your time is up. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Powers wasting my potential, your time is up. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, I withdraw my destiny from the prison of ancestral strong man in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the prison of ancestral strong man in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny
from the prison of ancestral strongman in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the prison of ancestral strongman in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the prison of ancestral strongman in Jesus' name. We pray. Anything programmed into my life, assigned to destroy my future, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed into my life, assigned to destroy my future, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed into my life, assigned to destroy my future, come out and die in the name of Jesus. Anything programmed to my life, assigned to destroy my future, come out and die in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, witchcraft embargo placed upon my destiny, scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo place upon my destiny, scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo place upon my destiny, scattered by fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft embargo place upon my destiny, scattered by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from all evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from all evil of the night in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from all evil of the night in Jesus' name. Say, blood of Jesus, barricade me from all evil of the day in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, barricade me from all evil of the day in Jesus' name. We pray. Our beloved, we have been talking about prayers to deal with stubborn problems. Prayers to deal with stubborn problems. When problem is stubborn, like I told you, you must trace that problem to the root. Every stubborn problem in our life has a foundation. Every stubborn problem in our life is always deeply rooted. Therefore, when we face a stubborn problem that you have tried to solve, you have tried to attack, you have tried to pray about it, you have tried to fast about it, and that problem remained unsolved, it remained very adamant, you need to go down to the root. Like I told you, you have to pray inquiry prayers. You need to go down to the root. When you are going down to the root, you are touching the real area of that problem. Our foundation also, they have different legs. There's a leg of evil covenant. There's a leg of ancestral curses. When a problem is standing on a covenant, or when a problem is standing on a violation of covenant, if you are not knowledgeable to pray and pray direct prayers, you may not be able to get results. When a problem is standing on a covenant, when a problem is standing on a violation of covenant, you must ask God for a direction. You must ask God for how to go about it. He must give you directives of that strategy you must follow. Because every covenant that is strengthening a problem will always give the evil spirit power to really enforce that problem. So you must know that one. Beloved, like I told you yesterday, Joshua chapter 6, Joshua and the elders, they form a covenant and they ratify it with oath between the people of Israel, Joshua and elders, and the Gibeonites. And unfortunately, they got to know that the Gibeonites had deceived them. But they have entered into that covenant and it has been ratified with oath. There's nothing they can do than to just say, these people will be carriers of waters and hewers of wood all through the days of their life. But they must be protected. They must not touch them. King Saul came in, and Saul decided to kill them. And immediately he was killing them, this triggered affliction upon the nation. And there was famine upon famine. Now, what has happened is this. A covenant was formed, but somebody came and broke that covenant in a way that covenant must not be broken. As he violated that covenant, let me use the word violated. It's different from broken. As he violated that covenant, that particular affliction began. I told you that now, when you look at a problem in your life, you must understand, are this problem empowered by evil covenant of my father's house? Are these problems strengthened by evil covenant that I form also myself? So that you can break that covenant and you find yourself receiving liberation. Because when you don't break that covenant, when you don't deal with it, it will make a problem to be very tough. It will make that problem to be looking like if it's not even yielding or listening to your prayers. You try everything you can do. You fast, you pray, you do this. The problem remains. Why? Because the problem is standing on the covenant. A covenant is spiritually binding, and a covenant is spiritually honored. So a covenant is not something that you can just wave away. It's spiritually honored, spiritually, you know, respected, and it's binding. So it's something very deep in the realm of the spirit. Therefore, if a covenant has been formed by our ancestors, and we don't know, and we violated that covenant, it will bring a terrible affliction that may look stubborn to all prayers. It will be like if you are not praying until you get to the root of that thing. Beloved, I want you to look at yourself. What are the covenants you have violated? I want you to look at yourself. What are the covenants you have met in the family? I want you to look at yourself. What are the covenants you have also formed? Pray that the Lord should set you free now as you enter into this next action. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Bring out your bottle of oil and water. As we are bringing it out, you need to confess your sin. Confess your sin. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to pardon you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Aha. Now bring out the water and the oil. Father, we thank you for this water and we thank you for the oil. We decree that this water shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. The water and the oil shall become an anointed water and the oil. It shall carry the power of deliverance. It shall carry the power to break the yoke of darkness. It shall carry the power of healing, power for signs and wonders. It shall become a divine medication. The blood of Jesus shall enter into the oil and the water. In Jesus' name, pray. Drink a little. Aha. And pray this prayer very well. Say, every evil covenant in my foundation that is oppressing my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant in my foundation that is oppressing my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant in my foundation that is oppressing my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant in my foundation that is oppressing my life, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant in my foundation that is oppressing my life, break and release me in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and rub it on your chest. Say, covenant of infirmity in my foundation, affecting my health, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of infirmity in my foundation, affecting my health, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of infirmity in my foundation, affecting my health, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of infirmity in my foundation, affecting my health, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now shout it loud and clear. Say, oh God, arise and deliver me from the hand of the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and deliver me from the hand of the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and deliver me from the hand of the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and deliver me from the hand of the strong man in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. Makendo Prabhut Elikai, Rimo Patikai. Take the oil and put it on your forehead. Rub it very well. And say, blood of Jesus, wipe away every handwriting of darkness on my forehead. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe away every handwriting of darkness on my forehead. In the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, wipe away every handwriting of darkness on my forehead. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your stomach now. And say this one very well. Say, every covenant of sickness and disease, break and release me in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of sickness and disease in my family, break and release me in Jesus' name. Say, every organ of my body, receive perfect healing in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive perfect healing in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive perfect healing in Jesus' name. Name we pray. Thank you, Father. Say, oh God, arise and promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise, promote my destiny, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise and promote my destiny in Jesus' name. Pray every secret affliction in my life, in the name of Jesus. Every secret affliction in my life, in the name of Jesus. Every secret affliction in my life, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Bring out your prayer request. Father, I pray that this request shall be answered, and the power of God shall cover this request. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lord, I decree into the life of people, as many people that are hearing me now, I decree breakthrough to your life. I decree long life to your life. I decree sound health to your life. I decree divine touch upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree the power of Holy Ghost upon your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. La poco tiali purgoti eliali kakagari kuro piao tiali kariga. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. Thank you so much for what you have done, for what you will do. You are mighty. You are mighty. You are mighty. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There is no one like you. You are mighty God. You are mighty God. You are mighty God. You are the excellent King. You are the mighty King. All glory back to you. All honor back to you. Talia makapru enesko to proud. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, receive twins, triplets in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have not married, the Almighty God will settle you this year. All sickness and infirmity in the body of anyone, be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, prayer. Beloved, if God has touched you and you want to share testimony, send it to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. Le prapo to the karakai. Tia 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 kirikai. Love prapo to the kai. Thank you for everything, Lord. Thank you because of your mercy. Thank you because of your love. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you will do. We return back all glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Paruske po tika di kai. Holy Ghost, take over. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you for everything, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, God has been doing wonders, and God will continue to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, First Town. Our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasimbo Street, Unike Saboyaba, just behind the second gate. At the back of second gate, you see the church there. God bless you as you pay us a visit. In Jesus' name, pray.